This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 25. The Word became flesh. Our reading comes from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Since the beginning of this month, we've observed many of the people who lived in the family line of Jesus. Some were more successful than others in trying to live God's way. They wrestled with joy and pain, hatred and love, just as we do. Each person forms a part of the story of God's people. Today we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate that God became a fellow traveler with us in a new way. Just as Mary placed the infant Jesus in a manger, God placed himself into our difficult, messy, and often tiring journey in this world. John says it this way: the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. At Christmas, the God of love gave his only Son to redeem us and to be with us at all times and in all places. He wants to join us on our way, listen to our joys and sorrows, prevent us from walking in meaningless circles, and direct us to his home of peace and joy. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the great mystery of Christmas. Almighty God became a helpless infant. Because of the Word, Jesus in the flesh, we are not alone on our journey. We can always trust that He is walking with us. No wonder we sing today, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." Pray with me. We glorify you, Father, for the gift of your one and only Son, Jesus. In love, you've come to walk with us through life and death to your house of peace and joy. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.